Ever wish you could just like flip a switch and instantly feel happier?
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
I know, right? Well, get this. Some researchers are exploring tech that could actually make us happier. That's what we're diving into today. This wild research paper called, wait for it, Eyewear to Make Me Smile. Can electric muscle stimulation increase happiness?
From a conference, like a tech conference.
Yeah, a big one, TEI 17. And it's all about where human-computer interaction meets our emotions. Fascinating stuff.
Okay, color me intrigued. Where do we even start with something like that? Making people happier with gadgets.
Right. So this team from Keio University in Japan, they're looking at whether they can use tech to, like, induce happiness.
Okay, by induce, you mean?
By making people smile more.
Wait, what? Just make them smile. How does that even work?
Well, it's based on this psychological theory, the James Lange theory of emotion.
Boy, I've heard of that one, but remind me.
It suggests that sometimes our physical reactions, like a smile, can actually come before we feel the emotion itself.
So it's not just that we smile because we're happy, but that smiling could actually make us happy.
Exactly. It's like, let's make you smile first and see what happens. But how do they even do that? Make someone smile on demand?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting. They're using something called electric muscle stimulation, or EMS.
Like those muscle-stimulating pads you see athletes using, but on your face.
You got it. They've created this prototype, an EMS unit, with electrodes that are placed on your cheeks, right on those smile muscles.
So they're like giving people a little jolt to make them smile? That's wild.
It sounds strange, but they had a pretty clever way of testing it. They actually created this game called Face Cook for a student innovation competition.
Okay, a game. Tell me more about this Face Cook game. What's it all about?
So players would wear this EMS device and see different images. Then they'd have to silently signal, just with their smiles, different levels of smiles.
Like a smirk versus a huge grin.
Exactly. And the other player had to guess what kind of smile they were making just by looking at their face.
So it's like high-tech, slightly shocking charades. I can see why they won an award for that. Did it actually work, though? Did people feel happier?
Well, the results were a bit mixed, to be honest.
Oh, so?
Some people had those distinct smile levels, like they were hoping. Others, it was more like a muscle twitch, not a full smile. And some didn't really feel much at all.
So still some kinks to work out. What did the participants say about the experience?
It wasn't always comfy, apparently. One of them said, it is tricky because I did feel that I was smiling more when my facial muscles moved, but the stimulation also made me feel uneasy.
I can imagine that. Like, if your face is being pulled to smile, but your brain isn't quite there yet, that could feel really strange.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But even with those mixed results, this whole idea of using tech to induce smiles is fascinating. Did the researchers talk about their long-term goals for this technology?
Oh, yeah. They're not just stopping at making people smile for a game. Their big goal is to figure out if these EMS-induced smiles can actually lead to real, lasting changes in happiness.
Now that's what I'm talking about. But how do you even begin to measure something as complex as long-term happiness?
That's a great question. And they're looking at doing more controlled experiments, kind of inspired by how psychologists study this stuff.
So taking cues from more traditional research.
Yeah, exactly. But what makes their research unique is this whole focus on using EMS and facial expressions to try and change how people feel. It's pretty cutting-edge stuff.
So we've got, like, this whole new world of smile-powered tech opening up before us. It's kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah, it really makes you think about the possibilities. And it's not even as far-fetched as it sounds when you consider some of the other research that's out there.
Oh, right. Like those researchers we mentioned, Tsujita and Rekimoto, they were all about smile-powered devices, right?
Exactly. Using smiles to, like, interact with your tech directly, answering calls, maybe even controlling your appliances someday.
Can you imagine smiling at your coffee maker to brew your morning cup?
I don't know about first thing in the morning, but it's an interesting thought.
It really is. But this research we're talking about now, it takes things a step further, right? It's not just using smiles as input. It's actually trying to create those smiles.
And that's where those ethical questions start popping up. If tech can make us smile, could it also be used to manipulate our emotions? It makes you think.
It does. It's like, where do we draw the line?
Yeah.
And how do we make sure this kind of technology is used responsibly?
It's definitely a balancing act, that's for sure. And it's a conversation we need to keep having as this tech keeps developing.
Absolutely. Because the potential is huge, but so are the potential risks.
For sure. It's a bit of a double-edged sword. But even with those risks, it's hard not to be fascinated by the potential here, you know? Like, we're talking about influencing something as fundamental as happiness.
I know, it's crazy, but what does it even mean to influence happiness? What is happiness anyway? Is it just a bunch of smiles strung together?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's something philosophers have been debating for centuries.
And now we've got scientists and engineers jumping into the mix with their electrodes and algorithms. It really makes you think about the possibilities, but also the responsibility that comes with this kind of research.
Absolutely. And it raises a whole other set of questions, like, could this technology ever be used therapeutically?
Oh, interesting. You mean like to help people who are struggling with things like depression or anxiety?
Exactly. Could it be a tool to help people access those positive emotions more easily?
Like a kind of jump start for happiness.
In a way, yeah. Of course, it's incredibly complex and we're nowhere near that point yet, but it's worth exploring.
It is fascinating to think about. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one big takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
I think the biggest thing is to realize just how much potential there is at the intersection of technology and well-being.
We're not just talking about fancy gadgets here, are we?
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's about understanding how our minds and bodies work together and how technology can play a role in that.
It's about acknowledging the power of technology to impact us on a really deep level, even to the point of influencing something as complex and personal as happiness.
Exactly.
It's exciting and a little bit daunting all at the same time, isn't it? It leaves me with this one thought. If we can perfectly replicate a genuine smile using tech, a smile that even convinces our own brain that we're happy, is it really any less real?
Now, that is the question, isn't it? And I think it's one we'll be wrestling with for a long time to come.
Definitely something to ponder. Until next time, everyone, keep those minds curious.